It is all about UNITY. Don't take Queen Latifah's word for it. You can ask all of the amazing attendees here at the 2024 Democratic National Convention. I'm Maggie Dawn, folks. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network across the state of Wisconsin and wherever you are. Don't forget, folks, you can go get our app for free wherever you find your apps and listen to us, you know, in Europe, if you happen to be there. You don't want to miss a second of it, certainly not this DNC coverage. I'm joined this hour and this show with my special co-host, Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman Marcelia Nicholson. And boy, do we have a treat for everybody who's listening. I am so humbled and privileged to be joined by Bill Daley, whose history of government service is nearly unmatched. You are the former chief of staff for President Barack Obama. You served as the Secretary of Commerce under Bill Clinton. You helped on Al Gore's election. You helped lead that effort. I watched him speak a couple times during that election cycle. Boy, that one hurt. I was in law school when that sure went down. The hanging chads. Yeah, it did, Bill.
But it was 500 votes in Florida.
Yeah.
When people say my vote doesn't count, when they say, what's the point? It's not going to change anything. Those 500 votes in Florida changed America, changed the world. And so the one thing I would say to the listeners is there, no matter what you think about a candidate, make up your mind, move forward, and then get involved and make sure you vote. Because you really shouldn't be complaining after an election if you haven't participated.
Yeah, anytime I talk to people and I hear them complaining about this politician or that government decision, my next question is always, did you vote?
Yes.
Because if you didn't, conversation over. Not really, because I love to argue about politics. But we got to start with the brass tacks. I want to ask you about your time as chief of staff. I don't know if there is a more difficult job in all of politics than being a chief of staff. You're a gatekeeper. You have to make a whole ream of decisions for your principal. You have to protect your principal. You got to get policy done while also looking out for the politics. What was that like? So in like normal human years, we would age 4 years in a term. In chief of staff years, it's like 20. What was the experience like for you, Bill?
Chief of staff, how difficult. Just think of the poor president. We see all presidents age.
Yes.
Look, it was a great honor, probably the greatest honor of my life professionally. President Obama is a great guy. He's great to work with. He was easy to work with. Mm. No doubt about it. It was a very tough year in 11. You had the Middle East crisis. Yep. We had a budget deficit problem. You had the Arab Spring, as I said. You had the Osama bin Laden takedown, which was an amazing thing to be part of. And I had the opportunity to be in every meeting with the president from the first day I was chief of staff through the action on April 30th and May 1st. So it was a tough year.
Were you in the room when that operation?
Yeah, definitely. Wow. And it was only the U.S. military could have pulled that off. There's not a military in the world that could have done that. And it was an incredible accomplishment, and the president led that. Some people said, oh, there was an easy decision. First of all, it was never an easy decision to send men and women into combat, put their lives at risk for the American people for something that that president thinks is most important. So, and I watched that whole discussion around how to do that action, and the president led that discussion with the military. So it was a great honor. So but it was a tough year.
Yeah, since we're on the topic, I would be remiss if I didn't bring up President Trump's recent comments about Medal of Honor recipients. Just shocking. The Atlantic had reported back in 23 with triple sources, confirmation from folks that he had repeatedly denigrated fallen service members. Well, last week he gave it to us unvarnished, right? Denigrating those that have received the highest award that our country can bestow. What was your reaction having been beside President Obama in some of those moments?
I always think he can't surprise us with another outrageous statement.
And then he does.
And people who get the Medal of Freedom from the president, presidential medal, people are who do a lot of good in society. Some may be a baseball star. Stan Musial got one when I was there with President Obama. So there's a collection of people, and they're all important in what they've done to help our culture, help our country. But nobody pays the ultimate service like the Medal of Honor recipients.
Yeah.
And I would say if you polled every recipient of the Medal of Freedom and asked them if they thought it was equal to the Medal of Honor, I think it would be overwhelming, if not unanimous, that none of those people would think it was analogous to the Medal of Honor.
Mm. Well put.
Secretary, so you've served our country in a myriad of ways. You've done election work. You've served as Secretary of Commerce. You've worked as the Chief of Staff for Barack Obama. What brought you to service? And for the staffers who are out there listening, what advice do you have for them who are looking to get involved?
Look, what I say to them, and obviously there's a lot of young people here who are involved in this convention, enjoy it. Understand what's going on. Celebrate it. It may be a once-in-a-lifetime thing for you to be so engaged. And I say this to people, young people who get in campaigns. Just go with it. Yeah. Appreciate it. Your life's going to get complicated. Things happen as you get older. But enjoy the moment. I've been blessed. My father was mayor, and so it was kind of in our blood from the beginning.
Yeah.
You know, we were born in the politics.
You told me about your brother.
And my brother was mayor for 22 years, my dad for 21 years. My other brother, John, has been a county commissioner for almost 30 years, served in the legislature. I ran for office once. The public didn't quite agree that I was the one who should be in politics. But I've been honored and pleased to have had the opportunity to spend time in government and the private sector. And but my opinion for young people to get into this and enjoy it, understand it, and then add some value to it.
I love that. I love that. It's amazing.
I have worked for years alongside Marcelia Nicholson, and I'll tell you the things that I think make politicians quite extraordinary. And the first one is raw, sheer effectiveness based on personal persuasive skill, likability, and the ability to see exactly where the overlap of interests lie so that you can get things done. I think Marcelia is a once-in-a-generation kind of politician. She's that good. Bill, you've been around politics. Literally, you came out of the womb breathing in the air of politics.
I know my mother would agree with that.
I'm sorry, Mrs. Daly. But you've been around people that do this professionally for a long time. What stands out to you as a really differentiator amongst the most successful politicians?
I would say this, to be honest with you. I mean, the most successful business people, the people who are most curious about others and about the problems and understanding them, complex issues, not just giving a speech, not just doing an interview, but actually getting to understand the complexity of an issue. And that takes a lot of work.
It does.
Okay? It's a lot easier to be a politician who just goes out and gives speeches or goes on TV or radio. Kissing the babies or making charges or saying stupid things, okay, or being just on social media. But understanding an issue and also try to understand the people who don't agree with what you think about that issue and the facts around that issue. Now, many people today, and former President Trump seems to be the greatest example of it, facts don't mean anything.
Yeah.
Right.
But it is you can make up your own stories, but you can't make up your own facts.
Yeah.
At least you shouldn't. But I would say, and I've just met the president, it would seem to me that somebody who likes people and is curious and will put the time in to understand an issue can be very successful in politics.
Folks, you're listening to Bill Daly, former Chief of Staff for President Barack Obama, former Secretary of Commerce under Bill Clinton, helped run Al Gore's campaign. Such a privilege. You were referencing, you know, the day-to-day briefings of the president, and the Chief of Staff sits aside the president in all of those briefings. And you've mentioned the curiosity that has to fundamentally motivate folks that run for elected office to dig into the tough issues and really understand them. One of the things that has always bothered me about the MAGA cult leader was the fact that by all accounts, The man cannot consume complex information, no matter what vehicle is used to present it. And it got so bad that people that worked in the West Wing basically were like, you can give him one page and it's got to have a picture on it. Otherwise, he ain't getting it. How important is it, Bill, that people really dig in, a president digs into these complex issues? I always tell people the simple problems have all been solved. All that's left are the tough nuts.
Nothing comes into the Oval Office that is easy.
Yeah.
If it's easy, somebody else has solved it. And they've tried to take credit for it. Okay. When it comes to the president, it's a really tough, difficult thing to decide. And that's where the differentiator is.
Mm.
So the easy things, and quite frankly, as a staff person, you want to keep problems away from the president. If you could solve them or help solve them or have a cabinet member solve them
delegate
or legislate
it, yeah.
Try to delegate it. Don't bring it into the president to bother him with it if you can avoid it. So when it comes to him, it's a big problem. And it takes a lot of understanding. And President Clinton or President Obama, they would have briefing documents, sometimes dozens of pages
yes.
to go through to get an understanding. And I saw this quite often with, at least in the, pardon me, issues I dealt with at Commerce with President Clinton, he'd want more information.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
There wasn't enough information he could get about an issue or request of you. It was pretty amazing.
I had a law professor that once said to me, I can tell the quality of a person's mind by the questions that they ask. Right?
That's a good statement.
That's good.
Absolutely.
Marcy, I'll give you the last question of the secretary this afternoon.
So we have a choice. We can elect Trump or we can elect our Vice President Harris. What would you tell the voters about the choice they have to make on this upcoming November?
Just the last 5 weeks, whatever it's been since the Vice President got the nomination and President Biden dropped out, look at the excitement and happiness that's there. Now, you may differ with her on issues, but this is about the future, not the past. We've got to get past all of this sort of craziness. I think she can do that. It's a huge challenge. There's no doubt in my mind that America wants that. So it's a little bit of faith. She's got 70 days to prove this to American people. But we know what the alternative is. We saw it, and America rejected it 4 years ago.
That's right.
And we're going to do it again
this
fall. My thanks.
Great. Thank you.
Bill Daley,
Thanks, everyone. Nice meeting you.
Folks, I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to Civic Media Radio Network special coverage of the DNC here in downtown Chicago. Don't go anywhere, folks. The fun continues after these brief messages.